Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Patrice Brantley Show. We're helping others is the name of the game. And on this show, we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Ms. Deborah E. Johnson, who is a mindset and accountability coach. But honey, she is also a CEO of the Renaissance Works. I want to thank her for taking her time to come in and talk with us today, because I am sure she's going to give us some great stuff to share with some friends. And when we're done, y'all make sure y'all go check her out, okay? All right. Thank you, Ms. Deborah. Thank you for coming on in. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much, Patrice, for having me today. I'm excited to be here. It is so great to be able to share with your audience of how the Lord has taken me and worked with me. And I'm going to do my best to encourage your audience that they can do what they need to do. And mental health is a positive thing if used right.
All right. Well, y'all know how I love to do. I love to ask, what's your story? Go ahead and tell us about your story.
Okay. So the story I like to share a lot actually has to do with my grandma. So let me back up just a little bit and say that, give you a little bit about me as a person. So I am small in stature, 5 feet tall. I don't even weigh 110 pounds, so you know I'm little. And I came out premature. I come from a big family, and my mother had two children within about a year's time, literally 370 days or so. And so I came out, I was small, and I was what they probably would say now is developmentally delayed, because I took a long time to walk. Depending on who you talk to, I was may have been as much as 2.5, 3 years old before I really started to walk. So they were like, oh, well, she's so slow. The doctors were like, she's so slow. You probably should go ahead and put her in a mental home. Well, my grandma wasn't hearing it. So that's why my story is starting off with my grandma. My grandma wasn't hearing it. She's like, no, there's nothing wrong with her. I can take care of her. I can help her get it together. And so I'd say probably from about 3 to 8 years old, my grandma was taking me back and forth to the clinic, making sure they checked me, making sure I got all kinds of tests, making sure they did what they needed to do. And I say, this is the cool part about this story is that I remember at about 8 years old, my grandmother and I were sitting in the doctor's office, and the doctor said, I hear it just as clear as if it was yesterday. You know what? You don't have to bring her back anymore like you were bringing her back like that. You just bring her back once a year, because she's like every other normal kid. So those 5 years that my grandma worked with me, she worked with me and helped me. And that tag or that label, however you want to say it, that diagnosis, whatever you want to call it, of being developmentally delayed, my grandma got me through it. And so I always give kudos to my grandma. She is no longer on the planet, but I give kudos to her every time I think about it, because she did what she did to get me from a place of being very slow to being like every other normal kid. And then I just took off from there, and here I am now, thanks to the grandma.
What I love about your story is that you show two things. One, it shows we cannot get caught up in what the doctor says. We have to know and see for ourselves that, guess what? I don't have to be caught up in this label. There is more to me than what you see for the moment. The other part I love is the power of the grandma. For those who know on this channel, I love my grandma. And y'all know how I am about her and how I feel about her wonderfulness. And I just love to talk with someone else who shares about the power of the grandma, the power of the influence, the matriarch, that one that comes in here and gets us together and get it right. So I just want to shout out to my grandmas in the building. Along with that, I love that in your story, you talk about her really from the beginning, your grandmother kind of started off with this change in the mindset.
Yes, she did. And so I'm talking to you today. Again, I am Deborah E. Johnson, and I am the CEO of Renaissance Works, and I do mindset and accountability coaching. So depending on who you talk to, some people will call it personal transformation coaching, a life coaching, mindset and accountability coaching is where I focus. And I do focus on those two because I feel like that's really what's going to help you shift. And so when I talk to you about what I have to offer, I talk about shifting from where you are to where you want to go. And you're not going to shift without a change in mindset. And you're probably not going to shift either without somebody to help you be accountable. And so When I talk about mindset, I talk about taking where you are and accepting what you're doing and knowing what you're doing and then saying, that's not where I want to stay. I want to move on from there. And so when I talk about mindset and accountability, I'm really talking about, for me, my course, which I offer, is an online course, which you can take advantage of. And it has three strands. It has know who you are and accept who you are. Because a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? People know who they are, but they angry. People know who they are, but they frustrated. No, you got to get past that. You got to know who you are and say, that's who I am. That's what I'm working with. And receive that's who you're working with. And then once you accept that, then you say, okay, that's the time I've used. I've used up that 5 years, that 5 months, that 20 years. I've used it up. I can't do anything about that. But going forward, I can decide to have a different habit. I can decide to have a different focus. And so I encourage you to know who you are and accept who you are. And then I say, in terms of that mindset, you have to take action. You have to do action planning. What new role do you want? Do you want to be a nurse? Do you want to be a doctor? Do you want to be a photographer? Do you want to lose 20 pounds? Do you want to stop cussing somebody out? Do you want to not procrastinate? What new role do you want to have in your life? And then you do the action planning to get through that new role. And then the third step of the mindset change is taking courage. Ladies and gentlemen, you can talk about anything you want all day long, and you can pretend to be anything you want every day, but it's that courage to jump and start living out that role that you say you're going to do. That's where I say the mindset is going to make the difference. Know who you are and accept who you are. Take action and plan for that new role, and then take the courage and jump. And then, whew.
Okay, I'm gonna jump in here a little bit. What I love about this is you told us to know who we are, accept who we are, get into that action, take into that change. How has that been something you've done in your own life?
Wow, that's actually a really great question, and one that's easy for me to tell you because it actually happened about 4 years ago. So I wasn't thinking about being a life coach. Maybe I thought about it a little bit, but again, like everybody else, it was kind of like one of those dreamy kind of states when I'm at work and I'm just exhausted or doing what I'm doing. I'm like, what could I do different? Maybe I could be something else. And then it would fly away with, you know, the next phone call or the next task that my boss would give me. But what really made me make the change and know I needed to make the change was, I guess, ladies and gentlemen, about 4 years ago, it dawned on me that where I was is not where I was supposed to stay. So by profession, I am a librarian. I have been a children's librarian and loved being a children's librarian. But when I realized that wasn't where I was going to end up in life, that wasn't the final step, I realized I had to move on. It was then time for me to do something else. Well, I had to shift my mindset because that was the best job I had, okay? It was the absolute best job I had. It was the best paying job I had. And so to suddenly come out of that was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? So I had to come out of the fear. And then, so I had to know who I was, and I know I'm a person that's a doer, but all of a sudden that fear kicked in and I had to come and shift out of that fear. That fear factor had to go. And then I had to then take action, and I actually hired my first life coach, and I walked into his office. I had a short plan mapped out. I had 47 weeks. I literally walked into his office and went, you have 47 weeks to get me from where I am now to where I want to go. In the future, you got 47 weeks to get it done. And at that point, my future was I had to leave the job I had, which was my comfort zone. And I had to then work on starting the business, which became the personal transformation coaching that I'm doing. And I wanted to also do ministry. So I had to shift from the standard 9-to-5 job, having the comfy space, knowing what was going to happen to me every day, to being in a place where I had to do a lot of planning and a lot of action, but not really being sure of what the outcome would be. That was a big mindset shift for me. But I did it because I wanted to really be able to say to myself at the end of the day, I had made the change and I wasn't blaming anybody else or, you know, hiding behind anybody else for what needed to get done.
So how did you stay accountable? You had this coach, but when the coach wasn't available, what did you do to help you stay going and pushing?
Oh my gosh. Well, I can tell you what kept me accountable. Two things. I did have an action plan. So I literally mapped out. I had 47 weeks and we would talk. I'd go to see him every 2 weeks. That was my appointment. So in the time between my appointment and the next time I saw him, I would give myself, we would discuss sometimes, and other times I would just map out, this is the next thing I needed to do. This is the next thing I needed to do. So that real mapping out, that's why I can really talk to you about the online course I created, because it's not something somebody wrote for me. I lived it. So I'm a good writer. I'm a strong writer. I'm a good planner, but I had to actually put it down and document it. And so it's not something that somebody wrote. Nobody wrote my course. I did it because I lived it. And I had to actually write it and plan out what I wanted to happen every 2 weeks. And the other accountability thing for me was I was paying him, okay? And I was not going to be in his space every 2 weeks and having him take my check. And I have nothing to show for it.
Hello now. Come on.
I'm just being real straight with you. I was paying him. And I will say, my insurance was paying a good chunk of it, but I still had to go in there every 2 weeks with money out of pocket, the copay kind of thing. And I was not going in there every 2 weeks and saying, oh, here, you can take my $30 or $40, whatever it was at that time. And I'm not going to have anything to show for it. No, we're going to make some progress here. So that's what really helped me to stay accountable. Plus, it's really hard. Oh, my gosh. And I know you know this. It's really hard to be in somebody's space and saying I didn't get it done. You can say a lot of stuff when you're on the phone or when you send an email, but when you got to look somebody in the eyes and say, oh, sorry, I didn't get it done, you won't keep doing that. You'll come out of that pretty quick.
What I love is that in your process you shared, you wrote this out yourself. You walked it out. So many people talk about being coaches and they get somebody else to write it. But when you've actually walked it out yourself, wow, does it make a true difference? I'm going to go and jump right into our last words. If in this process, somebody comes to you and they say, listen, Ms. Deborah, I heard you on Patrice's show, what can they expect from you?
If they wanted to come to me as a coach?
Yes.
Okay. So what you can expect from me as your coach, I have a DIY, a do-it-yourself offer. Okay. Some of you know that phrase, DIY, do-it-yourself, where you could go onto my space and you could just sign up for the course and you can take it and you don't need me because you've already heard me and you got enough motivation already, so you're good. But if you need that extra step, you need me to handhold you, you need me to walk it through with you, I have the 8-week component where you can be with me for 8 weeks, 1-hour sessions, and we will go through the course, the material if you need to, but I will also walk you through what are your specific goals. So I don't want you to think, oh, well, she's just going to give me the course material and we're just going to read all the slides. No. Swerve, Deborah E. is going to walk through with you and say, hey, what specific goals do you need to get done? What is it that you want to see happen by the time this 8 weeks is over? And so I will meet with you once a week, and I will also send you a follow-up email or a text, whichever is easiest for you. And I will say, hey, you said that you were going to get this done by the time we meet. You've only got 3 or 4 days left. Did you get it done? So I'm going to send you a reminder email in the middle of that week to help you keep it going. And you can feel free to text me or call me. I can't talk to everybody all the time, but I do my best to make sure I get to you and get you that service that you need. Because at the end of the day, you might like hearing me say that I'm coaching you, or that you might like to hear me say what I've done for other people. But at the end of the day, you want to feel like I've gotten it done for you. And that's what I want you to be sure about. So please, we can talk some more according to how much time Patrice has. I can talk to you a little bit more about the course that I have, the coaching that I have, but rest assured that you're going to come along with me and you're going to talk with me and I'm going to dig deep. I'm going to ask you some stuff that's going to be painful at times. Sometimes you might get angry at me. Listen, I had one person who was taking my course and I hadn't even really talked to her, but she was starting to really think through the questions I had, such as, what makes you happy? What makes you sad? What would be worth you living for or dying for? And she started going through that list of questions and she got angry. She's like, how she know me like that? I ain't tell her my personal story. Nope, you don't have to tell me your personal story. I've watched enough people. I've paid attention to my own experiences and I have a basic understanding of what goes on with people. And most of the time, most of our problem, most of our issues, whether it's mental health or physical health or spiritual health, whatever it is, most of the time it's caught up in fear. It's caught up in frustration. And if you can dig through that fear, if you can dig through those limiting beliefs, a lot of times you can make breakthrough. And that's where I'll be trying to get you to go. So please join me. I'm Deborah E. Johnson. I'm the CEO of Renaissance Works. I'm your online personal transformation coach. And I'm here to help you shift from where you are to where you want to go. We can keep talking. Thanks, Patrice.
So guess what? What I'm loving is you gave me a full wrap up. Give me quickly how they can reach out. Is there an email they can connect to you with?
Okay, so a couple of ways. So you can connect with me by email at renaissanceworks, Renaissance, R-E-N-A-I-S-S-A-N-C-E, renaissanceworks19 at gmail.com. And please, please, if you just got a few extra minutes, please go over to the website space I'm going to tell you about, and you can put your email in and I can keep you in the loop so you'll know what's going on. You can go to the website directly at renaissanceworks.now.site. renaissanceworks.now.site, S-I-T-E. And one last thing, ladies and gentlemen, just in case, you know what, I am a born-again Christian, and so I am also doing ministry. If you would take the time and go over to my YouTube channel, which is my name, Deborah E. Johnson, D-E-B-R-A E. Johnson, take the time to go over there and look at it and be encouraged, because yes, I'm doing the life coaching. Yes, I want to help you shift from where you are to where you want to go, but let me not act like I got it going on just like that. The Creator, Jesus Christ, Jehovah God, whichever phrase you want to give him at the moment, Jehovah God, he is the one that gives us the ultimate push. He's the one who gives us the ultimate shift. And so I'm asking you to go over there and look at the YouTube channel, check it out, and see what I have to talk to tell you about God and his goodness unto us. Thanks so much for listening to me.
Well, y'all know how this goes. I couldn't do it any better. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Patrice Brantley Show, where helping others is the name of the game. And on this show, we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth. Make sure you connect with me online at Patrice Brantley Now on Instagram and on Facebook. And make sure you head on over to the website at patricebrantley.com and also to the sssmovement.org. You all have an amazing day, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.